Arsenal have moved within 1 point of the mighty Manchester United last night after the win against Stoke. But it's come at a heavy price. Theo Walcott is out. Cesc Fabregas is doubtful. But to be brutally honest with you, where does this trophy lay in Wenger's mindset? And to be brutally honest with you, he don't really care about it. He normally plays his kids anyway. But all of a sudden, it's come a little bit important because the Arsenal trophy room is empty, apart from the odd occasional flutter of dust. So he really needs to win this trophy to shut the Spurs fans up. On the other hand, he's got massive fish to fry with Barcelona coming up. He's got a six-pointer against Manchester United in April at home at the Emirates. So what's he going to do Sunday? It'd be a mug if he plays Fabregas, because if he gets injured, they'd be knackered against Barcelona the week after that. So my advice to Arsene Wenger is, you've got people like Rizicki and Bentner that come in can do a job. Don't rush your top players unless you want to end up with more dust on the floor in your trophy room. To be honest with you, Arsenal can do well without it. And on saying that, cup games, really, the finals, are always done in the summertime, ain't they? I mean, to be honest with you, at the end of February, beginning of March, is that the right time to play a cup final? Not really. FA, if you get this podcast or recording, do me a favour. Let's have the cup games in the summer when everyone can chill out, get round a picnic table and watch a good game of football.